ये आकाशवाणी है, संगीत के अखिल भारतीय कार्यक्रम में आज हम आपको स्वर्गीय उस्ताद बुंदू खां का सारंगी वादन सुनवा रहे हैं। कार्यक्रम प्रस्तुत कर रहे हैं श्री राजेश बहादुर, जो स्वर्गीय उस्ताद बुंदू खां के शिष्य और निकटतम साथी रहे हैं।
This is the national program of All India Radio. Tonight we present selected recordings of Sarangi recital by the late Ustad Bundu Khan. The program is devised and presented by Shri Rajesh Bahadur, a disciple and a close associate of the late Ustad.
Ustad Bundu Khan was perhaps the greatest sarangi player of our times. More than that, he was an intense musical force that could not help but mold all it touched. He certainly had a profound impact on my life. It is therefore with very great pleasure that I present him to you on the national program tonight. I seem always to have known him. There is no point in time that I fix in my mind as being the first occasion when I met or saw him. He was always there, from the beginning. A part of my childhood. Later, he became my ustad, and I, his rather unsatisfactory pupil. Some of my earliest memories are of him playing the sarangi to a family gathering of parents, grandparents, assorted uncles and aunts, and some chosen outsiders as well. Every now and then, someone would pull out a handkerchief to wipe their moist eyes. I knew, of course, instinctively rather than by analysis, that Bundu Khan's music had the power to make grown-ups cry. But I was a wicked little boy and used to insist on asking, "Kya hua? Kya hua?" I did not really understand then, but I do now. To say that Bundu Khan was a great musician is to state the obvious. The sarangi was his instrument, not only literally, but metaphorically as well. In his hands, it became a many-splendored sorangi. Sometimes it was the bean, sometimes the shehnai or the human voice, and sometimes even Kanhaiya ki Bansuri, as he used to call it. He really would have been just as great with any instrument. It just so happened that he was born to the sarangi. Even as a very young child, he used to make believe by tying a dupatta to a lamppost, which then started dancing and singing while he accompanied her with his toy sarangi. He never lost this childlike gift of conjuring up a magic world of his own. He devoted his life so unsparingly and so exclusively to music that he never understood the ways of the world. I remember an occasion when he was offered 750 rupees for a performance in Rampur. He mobilized all the worldliness he was capable of and drafted a reply which said, "Agar Bundu Khan ko 500 aur unke ladke Umrao Khan ko 200 rupaye na mile, to Bundu Khan ka jawab hai." Then there is the well-known incident concerning Mr. Jinnah. On hearing from fellow AIR artists that Mr. Jinnah would visit the Delhi station that evening, he is reported to have said, "Maine bahut se gawaiyon ko suna, bahut se gawaiyon ke saath bajaya hai. Inka naam to pehli dafa sun raha hoon. Kaun se sur se gaate hain?" In this day and age, it is difficult to understand how such an innocent could have survived at all. I relate these stories because Bundu Khan's music cannot be divorced from his personality. The fusion between the two was irrevocable and valid at all times. In his music, this innocence and simplicity come through. He was never cynical, never self-conscious, and even when he had arrived in the world of music, he had no false sense of dignity. He was prepared to learn from all and equally prepared to give to all. He would as happily play at the Ram Leela as in the grandest of grand conferences. He accompanied all the great singers of his time who were aware of his genius and respected his professional competence, but were always a bit worried that he would overwhelm them every now and then. I believe that Bundu Khan was the single most important reason why the sarangi once again emerged very strongly as a solo instrument. He had accompanied Allah Bande and Zakiruddin in the Chunnamal Conference of 1911, Hafiz Khan, Bashir Khan, Gurianewale, Abdul Haq Abdul Majid Kirana, Rajab Ali Khan, Fayyaz Khan, Shabbu Khan, Umrao Khan, Mia Jan Khan, Kali Nazir Khan, and so many others, including, in the evening of his life, a young and vigorous Ghulam Ali Khan. He assessed the singer from his youth in the first few phrases of Daab, Gaas, Saas, Aas. These terms were always on his lips. Even when he had fully established himself as a maestro, he remained a compulsive player, prepared to lavish his treasures on anyone who would listen. And I must add, even those who would not. He had an innocent way of presuming that everyone and everything around him understood what he was playing. On one occasion, he arrived some 2 hours before the appointed time for a small baithak. When the session was to begin, he was nowhere to be found, and frantic search parties went looking for him all over. He was finally located in a hedge of sweet peas in the garden. When asked what he was doing, he said, "Bahar thi, to main in phoolon ko suna raha tha." In presenting an evening of his music, there are numerous difficulties, some of them insuperable. To begin with, the material available is limited and comes mainly from the archives of the AIR. It is not known precisely when these recordings were made, but the archival records suggest that they have been transcribed from presto wire and aluminium discs. This dates the actual recordings to at least 20 years ago, perhaps even 30. Their quality, therefore, is poor. Also, of course, Bundu Khan was 60 years old at that time and already past his prime. Most important, Bundu Khan himself was not so concerned with the tonal quality of the sound as with the content. What mattered to him most was not how the music sounded, but what it was trying to say. The language was music was the only medium in which Bundu Khan was articulate. Although he had 4 or 5 sarangis, none of them had a very good tone. Some had very few tarabs or resonant strings. Panch utre, panch chadhe, kharaj, pancham or teep. 13 in all. One of his sarangis was made out of segments of raw bamboo and had no tarabs at all. Just the 3 playing strings. He had some mysterious system by which each day he would choose one of these sarangis, which then became almost a part of his body for the day. Nothing could induce him to change an instrument with a better tone, no matter how important the performance. His favorite sarangi, and the one we feared most because of its indifferent tone, was a small affair with the painted head of a goddess at one end. Nevertheless, it is possible to savor and enjoy tonight's music. There are many pieces of rare vintage. You must, however, concentrate on the musical structure and meaning, ignoring the occasional scratchiness and the absence of a physically rich tone. Without further ado then, let us begin listening to him. We can discuss his technique later. The first piece is Chandni Kedara. The fading away at the end could be a technical lapse, but it could very well be that he forgot that the broadcast was only for 15 minutes and had to be cut short. We will never know. The sharp sound of his fingers striking the patri, Tar Sab Ki Safedi, and even Karaj Mandar may have jarred on your ear somewhat, and I must explain the background, because you will hear it in many other pieces as well. Although a traditionalist full of old school graces, Bundu Khan was irrepressible, an innovator to the last. Tradition demanded the use of a particular finger for a particular note. But when this discipline cramped or obstructed him, he promptly dispensed with it. He would use the right finger for the wrong note, or all three fingers on the same note in quick succession, if it served his purpose. Occasionally, household chores like buying vegetables were thrust upon him. He specially designed a small sarangi, which he'd sling over his shoulder, cover with a cloth, and proceed to the market. He had to dispense with the gaz on these occasions because it would open him to the ridicule of passers-by. But he could use his fingers without anyone noticing. This opened for him a universe of rhythmic variations in which bowing is superfluous. He could will his sarangi to do anything. Bol tans, tarana, sargam, tirvat, jhala. And in order to reach perfection, practiced practically all the time. He cajoled from his sarangi even the sound of the ghungru. Was famous for his tans, which were incredibly skillful and characteristic of him. He had a name for all of them. Apart from the usual ones, chhoot, sapat, gamak and gitkari, he had a host of others. How many have heard of luchao ghulao, charkhi, phirki, gulchatti, kalghi, lapet samet, zamzama, gorak dhanda, gadda dhamaka? His sapat tans were so free and so clean that musicians of the day would say, "Inki to sapat mein bhi noor hai." It was perhaps for this taan that he started using steel wire on the patri. It was in his striving for the perfect sapat taan that he recognized and articulated the simple but fundamental principle that the taan should not be so that the palate is halting or clumsy, but should be free-flowing. For example, the sargam to him was not Sare Gama Padha Nisa Sani Dhapa Magaresa, but Sare Gama Padha Nisa Nidhapa Magaresani, or Re Gama Padha Nisare Sani Dhapa Magaresa, or Nire Gama Dhani Sare Sani Dhapa Magaresa, or even Padha Nisare Gare Sani Dhapa Magaresani. You will spot some examples of this in the next piece, which is a Drut in Gaur Malhar.
Thank you.
Bunduha was a musician's musician. He had a vast repertoire of bandishes in every form and style. His playing was always full, always a full rendering of the complete bandish, every phrase as clear as though it were being sung. In his playing, there is a continuous flow of powerful ideas. There is no groping, no pauses, no loose ends. His pot of music keeps spilling over. There was within him a sort of musical pressure which demanded an outlet, and he played as much to release himself as to please the audience. This persistent need was probably the reason why he could not contain himself, and in several performances, and much to the chagrin of the organizers, he would start singing and talking hoarsely and unintelligibly. Listen to his pot spill over. Next piece is a rare gem. Have you ever heard a Dhrupad on the Sarangi? Listen to him playing the Rag Saga, now known as Rag Malika. Pratham Rag Bhairav.